We head to the home stretch in quarter number four on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
And welcome back into the Labatt Blue Studio. Raise the hands, four in the air. Let's finish strong with quarter number four of the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. In case it was confusing at the end of quarter number three, a couple names were thrown out there. Our winner is Mike McConnell from Charlotte. So, Mike, we'll be reaching out to you and make arrangements for your 409 tailgate club package. Guys, here's what I would like to do for quarter number four. We talked specifically about Penn State in quarter number one, the decommits and all the things that are going on in college football, and I packaged it in as player movement.
Yeah.
And we're seeing that with the transfer portal. We're seeing that with a plethora of decommits. And by the way, that is not just Penn State. You look around the landscape. I think it was Oklahoma that lost four stars. I think Miami has lost 11 players in decommits. Florida's lost four stars. Auburn has lost a bunch. And I'm going to start with this. Is any of this bad for college football?
So is it bad for college football? I think it's been building to this to become bad for college football. I think there's a couple things that are in play here. I think the movement of the dual commitment dates, right? The moving up of the timeline for your official visits. There's a bit more pressure to make a decision on, you know, some kind of verbal on these kids. You can do all of that, I think, but then you just need to take the pressure of the verbal needs to go away, in my opinion. I think social media is a bit of a cesspool in terms of recruiting. It's turned college football players into part-time PR agents of their own accord, and it serves what purpose, right? But it becomes a vehicle for messaging and a bevy of responses. But I think college football's headed there. I think they have a little bit more in the changes that they've made to finish up making this process a little more clean, because right now it's really muddy. And I just think it's, everyone's experiencing a little bit. Penn State, between the transfer portal and the decommitments, you know, you got to think they're in the top quarter in both. That way they lose 10 guys, so the 10 guys in the portal, you know, four or five decommitments. That, you know, it's a big number. They've got to be up there. But I think unless you want this to become the norm, you've got to shift it a little bit more. They've made some changes, but there's still a shift left in it that I think has to happen.
Well, before I say it's a bad thing, I don't think there's something wrong with giving players more freedom. That's not a bad thing. That's a good thing. They have more choices, more opportunities. And looking at Penn State specifically, two things. Number one, with the transfer portal, of all the players that left, how many do you consider a major loss? If anything, it frees up slots, which is not a bad thing when you've got a very good recruiter. And now on the decommits where they're moving, I believe a big part of that is you're now recruiting nationally. You're not recruiting that kid who grew up in Pennsylvania, always wanting to wear the blue and white. So using the most recent example, Derek Wingo from Florida. If you're going to recruit nationally,
right,
is this not going to be the danger in playing that game?
Yeah, Jimmy, I think you I'm in agreement with you on everything you said. I think the transfer portal is something that it's going to be a headache, and I'm sure that there's going to be some modifications made to it. But ultimately, you're talking about, well, if an unhappy player has fulfilled all his requirements and is eligible to transfer, like, what are you going to do about it? I mean,
right.
Will it hurt your depth, probably it will. But it's, I just think that there's not a lot you can do about it. I think players should be entitled to once they graduate and they fulfill all their obligations, they should be eligible to take another look. And almost in every case, they're going to a program that's not as good. You don't, very rarely do you see a kid go from one quality program to another one or a better one and make an impact. It happens, but it's you're talking about very, very rarely. I think the bigger issue is on with the way that Penn State's recruiting. I just think that what Jimmy said is right. If you're going to recruit kids from far away, I mean, and you're going to recruit kids that other programs covet, including, you know, like that they lose a Florida kid to the Gators. So, right. I mean, that's something you have to expect. I just think,
excuse me, before you go on, but if we're going to talk about the Florida kid they lost, let's also talk about the Michigan kid they just got.
Right, right.
So both things are happening.
So I think that Penn State has to be careful with accepting early verbal commitments, because I just think that if you take a kid too soon, there's a lot of things that could potentially go wrong. And I just, whenever they take a kid real early that's very good, I mean, you can almost just start to think about, well, it's going to be a marathon and it's going to be hard to hold on to this kid if he's not a Penn State kid who grew up a Penn State fan his whole life. I'd like to see maybe the window tighten a little bit on when you can verbally commit as opposed to when you can sign. I think you run the risk of accepting a verbal commitment from a kid 18 months before he can sign, him saying, well, why did I commit now? I'm only going to get a chance to do this once. I need to look around. I need to rethink things. I got a lot of people in my ear. I got my mom and my dad in my ear. Invariably, when a kid commits, I'm sure he doesn't please everyone in his family. And I just think that the earlier they take a commitment, I think the greater the chance of a four or a potential five star saying, you know what? I really thought about it, and Penn State's just not for me. I would like to see a tighter window with verbal commitments.
Well, Andy, that leads to, is there, and you and I were discussing this off air earlier today, this idea of, should there be a larger signing window? So if a kid today wants to not just commit, but he's truly committed, he should be allowed to sign.
The way the recruiting process is moving. In other words, if they keep it now with the you can give a verbal, but this is the tight signing. These are the signing days, right? These are the days when you put pen to paper. They're going to keep it like this, then what we've seen in the last 6 to 8 months is going to become more of the norm rather than the exception. Right now, it feels like the exception, right? But if they keep it like this, in my opinion, it's going to become more the norm. What I think the recruiting services aren't going to like this, because they're going to lose their shirts because they feed this beast and make millions of dollars off of it. But I would like to see a no verbal declaration, open signing. The signing becomes available February 1st of the year prior to your class, and the deadline is January 15th of your class year. So an early enrollees are welcome. There's no verbal. You have an open signing, and you sign whenever you make your commitment.
You're listening to the Keystone Kickoff Show from the Labatt Blue Studio. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. Let me throw out a theory for you guys. We're talking in terms of, like, a decommit is a bad thing because it hurts your team because someone decommitted. Well, for every decommit, they recommit somewhere else. So it nets out. Someone gains, someone loses. So Penn State has taken players. I seem to recall a certain running back who was committed to Rutgers. What was his name, Bob?
I think his first name began with an S, and I think he's now the best running back in so it was Barkley.
On the planet.
Barkley, right.
And him decommitting from Rutgers, I don't recall Penn State fans up in arms because this guy decommitted. So my theory is it nets out even. You win some, you lose some. For every loser, there's a winner in that game. And the other part to it for college football in general, and I brought up this analogy a couple weeks ago, years ago in baseball when free agency came out, oh my goodness, it was going to be the end of the game. The fact of the matter is it kept people interested in the sport beyond the season. And in a way, with college football, do not this player movement just make people more interested in the game?
I mean, it's certainly kept us busy since the end of the season. With the transfer portal, it's great. It's a great conversation topic, and the decommitments are as well. And there is something at the suspense angle. I think it hurts so good, and I really mean that, because it's great when you win, and it's awful when you lose. But if life was that easy and you just got everything you wanted, I mean, would it really be that fun?
The portal is the initial free agency thing. The waiver that the NCAA recently tried to explain their thought process behind it, I read that three times and I still don't get it.
That's a scary phrase right there, the NCAA thought process.
I'm like, okay, what is – they tried to explain their waiver policy, and it was – but beyond that, that's the portal is the free agency part of it that I think is really, really good. I think if you open it up, it takes some of the drama out. If you open up the signing and take away the verbal, and that's going to relieve some of the drama. But here's the thing last thing I want to bring up. Barkley, right? That was five years ago, right? Five or six.
Yeah. It was the whiteout Michigan game in 2014 where he really made up his mind to kind of.
5 years ago. I don't see Penn State getting a decommitment from Ohio State or Notre Dame or, you know, I don't see guys decommitting and coming to Penn State in this first cycle of the decommitment craze. Well, so I'm going to be looking for that as the next level if it's going to continue to be like this. Are they getting some guys that are decommitting?
I think we need to start keeping track and looking back at, like, so how many of these decommitments have really ended up? No. How many of the Penn State kids that have decommitted from Penn State, have they really gone on to be ballers. great players?
Yeah.
Either in college or beyond. Because I would be really curious to do some research on that and just see how much it's really hurt.
We might find out when Penn State plays Ohio State.
Might be a possibility.
And my last point is, for the player's perspective, the soft commitment and the hard commitment are now two completely different things. Used to be a verbal man assign could meet mostly led to a signing. That is not the case anymore. That's just the way it is.
All right. That is it for our show. I hope you enjoyed it. Thank you, Bob. Thank you, Andy. We are done for the Keystone Kickoff Show. Look for us on your app store, Keystone Sports. You could also find us on Spotify. We will see you all next week.
It's time to get undomesticated. It's time for Labatt Blue. Time to get off the couch and on the beach, on the trails, on the lake, onto what you love doing best. Get in touch with your adventurous side. Get out the ATV, the tent, the sunscreen. Get out the cooler and fill it high with Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light, because nothing goes better with the great outdoors. It's time to get up, get out, get undomesticated. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.
Hey, it's Ross Tucker, former NFL player and now host on the Keystone Sports Network, telling you about GoPSURV.com. I had an unbelievable experience for the Wisconsin game with my wife. My father-in-law came up. We had an absolute blast tailgating at GoPSURV.com. If you don't know about it or you haven't checked it out yet, you need to do so immediately. Call Mark at 1-800-519-8467 or go to GoPSURV.com.
This is Andy Shea from the Keystone Sports Network. You heard us talk about 409 tailgate sauce for a while now. Honesty moment. I use 409 tailgate sauce at my house, and it's a hit with my family and friends. My barbecue chicken always comes out great. The sauce also works on pork, beef. You can even put it on your burgers. Go to 409tailgateclub.com to order 409 tailgate sauce for you or that tailgater in your life. And remember, always tailgate with honor.